That's lovely, Susie. Thank you. Track 4, Meet Ellie Griffiths. The author launches her latest Norfolk set history whodunit in Norwich. The Locked Room is her 14th Ruth Galloway novel.
Well, what inspired this latest in your Ruth Galloway series?
It was inspired by lockdown, but I did think long and hard about whether to include COVID in the book. In the end, I decided that, having written about Ruth every year since 2008, it seemed wrong to miss out 2020. Ruth and Nelson are locked down in Norfolk with a killer on the loose.
Why do you love setting your novels in Norfolk?
So many things. Norfolk is particularly rich in archaeology and history, so it's the perfect location for a heroine who is a forensic archaeologist. There's also a very varied landscape, marshes, beaches, cliffs, farmland, the Broads, seaside resorts, picturesque villages, ancient towns and Norwich. Also, Norfolk people really know their county and are a great source of local myths and legends.
So which Norfolk settings have you used?
A lot of the action takes place in Tombland around the cathedral and Augustine Stuart's house.
What did you enjoy most about the research?
I had to research Norwich during the plague years, which was rather harrowing, but it was wonderful and very comforting to discover Mother Julian's writing from that era.
What period of archaeology do you explore this time?
A medieval grave is discovered in the centre of Norwich.
Does the Locked Room include any local legends?
This time it's the Grey Lady of Tombland.
So which is your favourite Ruth Galloway novel?
The most recent book is always my favourite, but I have a soft spot for The Ghost Fields, set on the site of a Second World War airfield on the Norfolk coast. I've always wanted to write a book where an ill-assorted group of people are marooned in a country house. It also includes my favourite line, "Ruth, get behind the duck!"
The Locked Room by Ellie Griffiths is published by Quercus. The plot includes a series of deaths linked to an archaeological discovery, a carer tried for murder, a mysterious photograph, and lockdown.